Austin and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team, and we have so much to talk about today. We talk about that Michigan loss.
Oh, Patty. 10 seconds into the show.
I can't. I'm so excited. Yay! Who's
it's
your
tough.
Daddy?
You can't wear
Who's
it, but
daddy?
We can talk about it.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Rob Davies. Actually.
Penn State.
Hey, Dad.
Penn State.
Shout out.
There was like 110,000 plus in Happy Valley.
That's nice. That's nice. The Michigan game I went to a couple weeks ago was 112,000.
And rained out.
Nah, the game still went on.
I know, but you were wet.
I was very soggy.
You were like
moist.
Crotch rot. Moist.
Wow. Crotch rot. What are we talking about?
We
here?
Are in the Playhouse.
Welcome
it
to
is
Saturday.
Saturday morning, and we have an away game. BC, FSU, VS
versus
BC.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough.
Hopefully, we got the job done.
That's the intent.
That's the intent.
Our economy depends on it.
Bring your butt down here and say that.
I just said it. Oh, yeah. Jimbo.
Oh, that was crazy.
That was...
Jimbo was angry.
Well, this is Patty Wilson, and that is Angus. And Angus is our producer. He's in the Playhouse.
Hello.
Scott's over off to my left.
Hey, left.
Hey, left. That's kind of true.
That's funny.
Scott Cowart. So, say good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. We have a guest for you today, Pat Frank of Frank and Rice Law Offices. Office Tallahassee. Isn't that what they say in their commercials?
Offices Tallahassee.
I don't know. Do you have anybody? He's not mic'd up yet, but you don't have another office. You just have to tell. You have a Panama City
and
office.
Panama City.
Ooh, offices office. Tallahassee, Panama City. I do correct. So we're going to talk the law.
The law.
The law.
Breaking the
we're
law.
We're going to have our Garnet and Gold. Wine and alcohol, beer,
so
amber review.
Always so much
fun. And then
we'll
just wrap it up spirits. With some more real estate, spirits. But it has to be amber, so it's bourbon, whiskey.
All of the above.
A lot of red wine.
A lot of red wine.
She does what she wants.
I don't do what I want.
Yes, you do. Patty, yes,
FCC
you do. You live your life.
I run as close to the edge. You mean in here, in the Playhouse? Or
oh,
in
no,
general?
I'm just saying in your life.
Oh, yes.
We
really
should
don't
do
like to be bound up.
One day, we should do an extra segment, uncensored, just put it on the podcast page.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
we don't have to filter
I'm
ourselves.
I'm very afraid.
It would be scary.
Right.
It would be scary.
We are on iTunes.
Ooh.
I'm going to put last week's up today.
It's so easy to subscribe, folks.
It is. It's free. Click Patty.
How do you
with
find
a Y.
It?
Patty with a Y apostrophe S Playhouse.
It's easy.
It has a little cartoon of me, but it's about to get some bad, dank artwork. I'm so excited.
Patty.
I'm so excited for the artwork.
So you've adopted dank, huh?
I've adopted. In this case, dank is appropriate. Don't you think?
I do.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I do.
It's a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. We'll be down on Gaines and Railroad.
Just another example of you showing me up in terms of the technology movement.
I know. I spend hours of my day. Trying to advance or attempting to advance forward.
That's
before
what you're
anyone
do?
Else disrupt our market, our real estate market. Not that it's not already disrupted with crime, and we need a bat cave. Did you see that
a
article? Did you see the article with the two commissioners? I don't even know who it was, like maybe John Daly and somebody else. And they were, what was it? Gillum and Daly. Oh my goodness. And they were like going to have a kibbutz. And I was like,
we need to open the crime fighting center where we watch all the traffic cams and stop every single crime.
That's ridiculous.
Jeez, it's crazy. What's that one movie that they talk of? They have like a system that just stops crime. Minority Report. It's like they're trying.
Pat,
it's like
Pat
they're trying
Reiner's
to have
a. Full of
thank you, Pat.
He is
thank
a trivia
you, Pat.
Master.
He's like telling me that Bruce.
This guy
wrote songs I didn't know he
movies.
Wrote.
Movies.
I love it. I
Dude.
Love it.
Well, he's younger than me. Found that out.
Goodness.
43
Some
years
other
old.
Check.
It's awesome, though, because my mind stops right at the answer, and then I have him.
There you go.
He's like my Jeopardy. If you answer what is a question, huh?
I'm your whisperer.
It's the whisperer. He's the whisperer. We have found the Patty Whisperer.
And then
like,
Scott.
Do we have like a dog whistle?
But dude, that crime thing is really kind of bringing me down. It's
Don't
really
bring
bringing
me
down.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's not good.
So I had to file a non-violent police report.
What?
We'll talk about that on a segment that's not on the radio. And it was fascinating. What, did this involve a gun? No. So then you have to fill out all of this junk. And then it says that if it's approved by the administrator, you will hear from us within 7 days.
Really?
Yes.
If it's approved.
If it's approved. If the crime has been approved.
They're like,
no.
Wow.
No, identity theft.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the identity theft.
Identity theft.
Oh, I know.
So identity theft.
That's
corporately.
Corporate.
So you prove it and you send them all your stuff. They only allow 3 documents.
What? 3?
I had like 100. I got 100.
Can we get some corroborating evidence here, y'all?
I got
y'all?
It for you, buddy.
Jeez.
It only allows 3 documents to be uploaded.
That's crazy.
Which is a challenge when you have like literally 25 pieces.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
And
which ones do you choose?
And, well, I had to combine them and stick them up there. So they still got my 25 pages. And I have to wait 7 days.
7 days?
If they approve the complaint. What does that even mean?
How can you know? Not
You're the like ride-along guy.
Ride-along guy.
Weren't you badged?
Listen.
Are you a deputy?
Certificate.
Didn't they
I graduated the Citizens Academy, okay, guys?
That's what
I'm
I mean.
A member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office family.
What was your GPA?
I'm all in.
What was your GPA?
I'm all in. Hashtag all in.
Okay. And you still didn't go to the Quarterbacks Club event.
Because I had an alumni meeting last night.
For the
Citizens Academy. We meet once a month in alumni group and we do things for the community.
What did you do?
Well, last night we had the opportunity to meet the new canine dog that's on staff now or is part of the Leon County Sheriff's Office. And its handler.
I am legit
it was Rex.
Bored to
Rex?
Death.
Yeah.
Hashtag bored to death.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's really what you did?
Yes, that's what we did, and we got together, and we voted on the new leadership that's going to be taking over for the group.
So not only did you have to spend your weeks riding along, now they have an alumni group?
It's once a month. It's helping out in the community.
Sounds ridiculous.
Hey, Lee
Once you graduate, it's not the end of your involvement. I want to be just involved in this, getting this community fixed and in a better place.
Are they asking you to contribute now money?
No.
I won last night for the amount of ahs and ohs of Johnny Devine.
Wow.
How many times? I picked 150. He did 151 uhs and ohs.
Really?
And guess what I won?
Oh.
I thought I was winning $50 to Shola.
And then?
I won $50 to the Edison.
You better go spend it while it's lost.
hashtag regift is what I'm hearing.
Hashtag Merry Christmas.
Right.
Hashtag, how many drinks can you get at the Edison for $50?
I don't even
2
know.
And a half?
Yeah. You'll be knowing because you and Sherman will be going.
Sherman.
Only if it's a drive-by. By that, I mean walk.
That's about it. Any drive-by in this town.
I was
then.
Like so I said disappointed. Walk. I mean, you win, which is nice.
You win, and then it's just.
It's the Edison. Well, my husband.
Who did you make this bet
Maybe you
with?
Can trade.
It wasn't a bet.
Wait, everybody this was something that.
At the Quarterbacks Club, they had a little piece of paper. It's an us and O's.
Are you serious?
And you had to count. You
so
had
they're
to
just
guess.
Trolling this guy before he even went on stage?
He did it because he says, I know a lot.
That's hilarious.
He's trying to break himself of the habit. I told him Toastmasters will help you.
Wow.
He's very good. I like Johnny Devine.
No, he's a good
He's
guy.
Very good as an MC. He's very good.
Great guy.
He was fun. Good Funny. Job. It was very fun. And I still won. 150 on 100. He was like, how did you? I said, I went to Toastmasters. Went to Toastmasters and I won
don't know what that
Edison
is.
Gift card. Oh, you don't? Toastmasters allows you to learn through practice.
How to speak.
How to speak properly in front of a group.
Gotcha. Interesting. I should do that.
You should.
I should.
But you don't do a lot of O's and O's and so's.
No. Well, I did. I did when I first started.
You did?
No, yeah. I mean, you guys.
You mean you just aren't naturally like this?
No. Wow.
Dead Are air.
You?
Dead
Are you?
Air.
Wow.
How I'm many hours of radio have you had now?
Oh, like with everything in total, probably close to 1,000.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, just with the morning show alone, we broke 600 hours like 2 weeks ago. So it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, right?
I love it.
But do you like my show?
This is my favorite thing I do during the week.
That's nice.
Well, besides the sports show.
Well, the sports show, that's just you talking.
Yeah.
Do you have a partner on there now? You did for a little bit.
Well, no.
You're not talking.
I co-host and produce. Jim McNeil is the host of the show. Oh, okay. He's always been.
Oh. Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team, 850-656-0009. Coming after the break is Pat Frank. Attorney, law offices, Tallahassee, Panama City. Playhouse, welcome back. That was Stevie Ray Vaughan, and that's for our guest, Pat Frank, attorney at law, Frank and Rice.
He's got offices, the blues.
Tallahassee, Panama City.
Hey, Patty. This is Pat Frank. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We have a mutual friend, Gerald Thompson.
That's right.
That's how we met.
Jerry.
Gerald is actually taking up permanent residence to my chagrin in my office. He's the IT guy
he
there.
He has.
Been living there for many, many years.
In your office.
And I don't recall ever collecting rent from him yet, actually, in the last 3 or 4 years.
You better get on that.
I think so.
That's a lot of lost revenue.
Aren't you? You're on Park?
We are at the corner of Park Avenue, West Park Avenue, and Martin Luther King, right across from the cemetery. It's a big white building. It actually used to be Harper Law Firm, and Harper was significant in this particular building because he's actually the guy who defended Ted Bundy.
Oh, wow.
During that whole infamous period.
Was Bundy in the building? Bundy ever come in the building? I
think he was already in prison at that time, but he did the appeals and all the other stuff. There's apparently some stuff upstairs in the attic still, like Christmas cards, things he said.
Well, even though Patty and Scott thought it would be hilarious to, you know, try and make fun of me for my Leon County Sheriff's Citizens Academy graduation, I did have the opportunity. I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of correctional officers and members of the Leon County Sheriff's Office that were on the force when Ted Bundy
broke out.
Exactly. I heard some interesting stories regarding that, and that's some interesting history there as well.
I thought he broke out in Colorado.
No, he broke out of Leon County too.
Oh, he did.
That's why we have a new jail.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that will do wonders for the crime.
The old jail is now the headquarters for the sheriff's office.
Yeah, he got out of there.
I didn't realize he broke out here too.
Yeah, that whole Ted Bundy thing. I mean, just fascinates me. Probably soon? It'll never be. Not too soon, I'm sure.
Triggered.
Mega. I know it's a lot, but I always find it fascinating because you do trust people by their looks.
Yeah.
You do trust that people are kind when they smile at you. And
it's
you don't
crazy.
Trust the undertone of the sociopath that so many people can be. So we brought Pat on for a couple of things. Hopefully we'll have time. If not, he'll definitely come back. So the Tallahassee Board of Realtors contract and the FAR bar. The FAR bar is the board contract used in the rest of the state that is approved by the attorneys as well as the Florida Realtors. Has some words in it, so we thought we'd do some vocabulary.
Vocabulary. I haven't done that in a while.
Well, you brought up when we were doing show prep, force majeure, which is definitely in the FAR bar. It's mentioned in the TBR. What is force majeure?
Force majeure is basically a fancy Latin term for acts of God or things beyond the control of the people who are entering into an agreement. Basically, when you invoke a force majeure clause, it's a way to get out of a contract when, for instance, there's an act of God such as a hurricane. Probably very timely to talk about that now with all the with all the adverse weather events that we've had over the last couple months. But basically, it's something that a force that intervenes that prevents you from completing the contract, and it's beyond your control. You can't be held legally responsible. For instance, if you were going to sell a house and a hurricane came through and blew the house down, you couldn't be held responsible for not, you know, making good on that particular contract because it was an act of God. It was a hurricane.
Okay. What is What was the other one I was going to do? Failure to perform.
A failure to perform is we what we affectionately call the thing we're looking for under a contract. It's called consideration. So that's what everybody's looking for in terms of what they get back in terms of reciprocity. So failure to perform is a scenario where whoever you are, if you're the seller or you're the buyer, you have certain terms or conditions that you have to satisfy. And if you don't do those pursuant to the terms of the contract, you can be held for failure to perform is kind of another way of saying a potential breach of a contract. And in this context, you're looking at a sales contract, I think, so you'd have a breach of the sales contract.
We mentioned before in show prep, material breach versus just a breach. Could you explain?
Sure. There's a lot of terms and circumstances that surround completing a contract. There's a lot of moving parts, as I'm sure you know, because mm-hmm. when you sell a house, you've got the realtors involved, you've got the title insurance company, which I'm sure I don't need to tell you can be a challenge in and of itself, getting them to sign off on title insurance. You have the buyers, you have the sellers. But there are certain terms that people construe as being absolutely indispensable to the contract. And there are certain terms that are part of the contract but are less significant, meaning to say that the contract can still be performed. A material breach is something, one of the major terms of the contract. For instance, a material term of a contract would obviously be, if in the context of a sales contract, would be how much you negotiated to sell the property mm-hmm. for. One of the other things that might happen, let's say that you own a parcel of, you own a house, but then you own a bunch of adjacent land, and you agree, you know, from a seller standpoint, you agree that you're going to sell the property, and part of the deal was originally to sell the adjacent land. Well, you change your mind, or you divide or parcel out the land, and you sell less than what was actually intended. Mm-hmm. That would be a material breach because you're not getting what you originally had
decided.
Exactly.
What about seller's disclosures?
Seller's disclosures are huge because I can't tell you how many times I have had either pre-suit disputes represent one or either a seller or a buyer in the context of a pre-suit dispute, or sometimes, unfortunately, it can even escalate to where you have litigation. Seller's disclosures are basically, if there are any defects with the house that the seller has reasonable ability to be on notice of, if there's mold or there's termites or that there's things like that, or there are things that don't necessarily work. For instance, you may have a patio and you may have a hot tub out there and the hot tub doesn't work, or the pool jets don't mm-hmm. work, or things of that nature. Anything that's part of the property that is not functioning or there's a defect with, you have a duty to disclose. And I can't tell you how many times I have had scenarios where the sellers have been sued or litigation has ensued because the sellers were accused of not disclosing problems with the property.
What happens if they have never lived? We'll see it a lot. They say there's no disclosures available. The sellers have never lived there. They've been an investor. You know that they've made repairs because tenants have occupied the property.
Right.
What do we do?
Well, your standard of care there is basically, I mean, you'd have a lower standard of care from a seller standpoint
right.
if it's just like an investment property. Because obviously, if you live there, you're going to know the nooks and crannies of the place. And probably,
but they still have a duty to disclose.
You still have a duty to disclose if you
by
know.
By not saying, I'm not giving you the information is okay as long as they're honest. Is that a fact?
The surest way to cover your interest from a seller's standpoint when you're selling, particularly what you're talking about as a investment property, mm-hmm. not necessarily a place that you're living, the best way to cover yourself from a seller's standpoint is to, one, disclose everything that you know, that you reasonably know. You may want to engage an inspector to do an inspection. You're not required necessarily to do that from a seller standpoint, but you may want to do that to augment whatever you might already know coming in from having done repairs and having a right of entry. The other thing that you definitely want to have is give the buyers every opportunity to come in and inspect, and because that is usually the best defense. Giving them absolute unfettered access to the extent you can so they don't have a reason to come back and say anything was concealed.
It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with Deep Purple Door team. We have attorney Pat Frank on to answer my questions. Mine. All mine. So we were talking about seller's disclosure. We were talking about force. How did you say it? You said it pretty.
Force majeure.
Force majeure.
So how much is this segment costing you, Patty?
Actually,
thousands.
Zero.
Seems like you've gotten a lot of free advice here.
I refer my customers to attorney Pat Frank.
Oh.
Because he, I like
him.
Well,
underhand dealing here.
It
huh?
is. It's. I'm disclosing. He speaks to people so that they can understand.
The jig is up.
And I appreciate that.
Well, we do our best to.
It's not highfalutin. It's not over the top. It's not.
Right.
This is it. This is logical. This is you may have a case. This is you may not have a case. This is what it's going to cost you. And I like that. I like people who speak normal people language.
I like rational discussions.
And he went to Georgetown, so he's a Yankee. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the Yankee endorsement. Yes, Georgetown, and I grew up in Rhode Island, so I'm a New England.
You're even really
Yankee. I parked the car in the yard.
Yeah, you did, because I'm from Pennsylvania.
Right.
But so, Georgetown, I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
And did you get taken anywhere else? Taken, accepted. Accepted besides Georgetown? I mean, that's not an easy gig.
Columbia and some other places.
Dang, and you're so smart.
Well, talk about divergence. My major at Georgetown was actually Japanese. And here I am in the heart of Tallahassee, Florida. Guess how many times I get to use that major?
Zero. I can get you those
except
customers
except for the sushi
too.
Bar.
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. On the other side of the break, we're going to have our Garnet and Gold.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? I drink all night, next day I feel blue. Well, there's a glass on the table.
Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, and this segment is called Garnet and Gold. Because blue and white don't make sense.
Neither would like orange and brown.
Not as it pertains to one, that's for sure.
What a way to bring in the segment there, Patty.
I know, but I'm very excited. Anybody who plays and beats Urban Meyer, it's a good day. So pray.
Let's pray. Let's take a moment.
You know you don't like Urban Meyer either.
Oh, no, I hate Urban. Urban, look.
How do you really feel?
Urban Crier.
Urban.
Columbus's biggest winner.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Urban.
No.
Oscar
so
Meyer.
Wrong.
He's the biggest wiener.
He is
a wiener.
Goodness.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, so we do our Garnet and Gold, which on Patty's Playhouse take is wine, and today is bourbon.
Ooh.
Wine and bourbon. Scott's up with the Garnet.
What? Not a lot of wine drinking this week. I've been a little ill. Not feeling it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's hilarious that I'm not drinking, actually. But I did have a glass yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding.
At lunch.
At lunch?
At table 23.
Oh.
Without Patty.
Did you go to the wine cellar?
I had to go with my friends that were having their eyelids.
Done?
Yeah. I'm not even sure what that is. Permanent
makeup.
Tattoo makeup.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
They can't see well today, but
I mean, that really
they'll be
got
better
out of
days.
Oh, my goodness.
They got their eyelids?
So you went to table 23 before or after?
Oh, before. I think they needed a, they needed a drink beforehand.
They're like, sir, you're going to have to fold your eyelids back down, sir. We can't serve you like this.
I can't imagine doing that. That would be awful.
What are we talking
Nobody
about
is poking.
Right now?
They tattoo your
they
eye
tattoo
makeup
your
on.
Eye this makeup, is like crazy. Eyeliner, so it's around the outside of the eyelid.
Look, like I love all it's the advances in technology 2017 has brought us, but like, come on.
No,
like, there
we're
comes
not
a
doing
point,
it.
There comes a line. Don't do it. Don't
we're
do it, folks.
It.
There comes an eyeliner.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Okay, so Garnet is what you drink.
It was a conundrum.
A conundrum.
You drank a conundrum?
It actually was called conundrum.
Get out.
Yeah.
It was a blend.
That's like one of my favorite words.
A red blend, in fact. I don't know.
I'm shocked.
And I don't know whether you screw off the cap or if it actually has a cork.
What do you mean?
Honestly. Well,
did you drink the whole bottle, Scott? Was it not just a glass?
That is what she said.
Right?
Jesus.
Well, not always she.
This is getting out of control here.
We should do an after hour.
Oh, I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no. You're going to stop by for drinks. We don't condone that kind of thing here.
Scott, talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Back to me. Scott. Me, look at me. So it's a dark red. Mm. It's a blend, of course. Tastes like plums.
What would you say?
Tastes like plums.
Plums and cocoa.
I want some.
What? Yeah, I didn't. That's
didn't
the part
like
I didn't really like.
Yeah,
I don't like
sweets.
I don't like sweets, so it was.
You should become a sommelier.
Which is probably why I had one glass.
I suppose.
Because had I liked it,
you'd have more.
You know how that goes.
They didn't give you a taste pour?
I didn't ask for one. Uh-huh. It was the only red blend by the glass.
Okay. A good server should have you taste it first.
Thank you. Yes. Essentially.
I'm pretty sure you didn't ask me to do that when I was having Bellinis.
No, I did not, because that would be J. Roger and absolute crap.
Essentially.
What?
Peach schnapps. So at the end of the day.
That's one thing about Table 20.
You're either
going to
drink
fruit
it.
At the bottom.
I like
or
the fruit at the blot.
You guys should pay attention to that.
Your market. Know your market.
Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely make that decision when I go in to serve next time.
Good time.
I'll bring some peaches.
So you wouldn't take it again? You wouldn't order it again?
I would not. I would not order it. I would not buy it.
That's not
I would
good
not
to hear.
Have another glass.
That's not what you like to hear.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I did finish it.
Oh, well,
was
of course
it a short
you
finish?
Did.
Or a long finish.
It was a long finish because it literally stayed with you, and it was very sweet. Almost like a port.
I wouldn't like
the
that
sweetness
either.
Of
I wouldn't
it.
Like
so
it either.
It was...
Sounds like you had a bad time, guy.
Well, I mean, this is, what, the fifth or sixth segment? So
okay, so you're batting a pretty good percentage
one
right now.
One out of six that were bad.
Yeah, I've had more that than could, that.
Right?
So.
You're definitely sitting in Hall of Fame status. That's for sure.
Says Michigan.
But
anyways.
What does that even mean?
It means
you just made a sports reference that actually had zero actual connection to where you were talking.
I think it had every reference.
It did, but
you just didn't like it. You just didn't like it.
I'm not buying it.
And he's not feeling well.
That's true.
And he's still zinged you. It's good. Booyah. Good times.
I know where you live.
No, you don't.
I'll find it. I know someone who's really good. I know someone who's really good at looking up people's addresses.
That would be me.
Patty.
She wouldn't even have to look it up. She could just drop you by.
That's true.
So its appearance, was it pretty? You just didn't.
I didn't really
like
even
it.
See the bottle, actually.
How were the legs?
I mean, how are the legs?
I didn't even look at them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It was a bad day.
Well,
it was
I
a
am
bad
going to.
Day.
We're going to Garnet. And
hopefully
this
was
enjoyed
better.
At Patty's Playhouse office at 1028 East Park Avenue.
Did you actually enjoy it, though?
I did enjoy
that. That's Hallelujah. Good. That's good. A little positivity Hallelujah. Now.
I enjoy
it
this.
Back.
It was a gift. Oh. It was a gift from John Joplin.
Oh, John.
From the radio station.
My boss.
And it was a gift. It was Jim Beam Double Oak.
Oh.
Which is made in Kentucky, Claremont.
Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All about straight Kentucky
they do
bourbon.
A lot in Claremont.
It is 43% alcohol by volume. A little bit of malted barley, a little bit of rye, a little bit of corn.
That's 86 proof for you guys out there.
For the math. Yep. Thank you, dear.
I did go to Pine View. Okay, I did go to Pine View.
We've heard about that certificate, too. Is there an alumni there?
It's a diploma, okay?
When does that alumni meet?
I literally almost became incontinent.
You know what,
that came out of nowhere.
Are you president?
Okay, it's my bourbon. It's my bourbon.
It's my bourbon.
It's intense. It's sweet. It's brown sugar and molasses. And I drank it straight.
Are you reading
I'm a
the
neat
description
girl?
From
I
the
am,
website?
I am, because I don't know anything about it. I just know I can drink it straight, and it doesn't burn the whole way down like that Eagle
Must be
Rare
a reason
did.
I don't like it.
And it is delicious. It doesn't need ginger ale. It doesn't need water. It doesn't need ice. It just needs a nice, clean glass.
Were you buzzing?
No.
Oh, that's
I'm a sipper, not a, you know, I
Patty, you got to let loose.
You think?
You got to just get wild.
Can you even imagine?
It scares me. The thought of you.
Patty, what I
don't
like
know.
To
we
call
did have, we had a few drinks on that little parade that we were involved in
but I didn't
a couple
get lurped.
Months ago.
That's what I call
I was
it.
There.
You're always
I
there.
I was there. And that's when I tore my pants. You guys
so
remember?
What are you, SpongeBob?
I always call. I call being drunk lurped.
You know what?
A good one.
I'm done. What's a good one? You're getting muted.
It's out of control now. Lurped. And the last time I was drunk was my night with Manhattans with my friend Deb Ward in Clearwater.
Debbie.
And I drank like six Manhattans like it was ginger ale.
Jeez.
And they were delicious. They had lots of maraschino cherries.
You even have Uber back
and
then.
And her bathroom was red.
Wow.
Red, can I tell you? I threw up. Everywhere.
Yeah, that's when you're.
I really did.
That's when you're not coming
that.
Back to
I
my
did.
House.
And I am not. Well, we didn't know. I was spending the night, and I was just all of a sudden. It was just everywhere. Yeah. It was so funny though.
The worst kind of people are the ones that can't throw up in a toilet,
dude. It wasn't even about
like the
that.
Worst. Like it you have just, a toilet and a sink,
like a
bridesmaid's
moment,
all within your reach, and you're just like,
rah. Oh no, I threw up in the toilet.
It was just like projectile.
It was
intense.
A lot of man. I will never have another Manhattan.
That's good. That's good. It's probably for the best. It's probably for the best.
Manhattans are good.
Cherries. Manhattans are
I
good.
I love maraschino cannot. Cherries. Oh my gosh, the juice from the bottles. Oh my god.
Yeah, that part I don't like.
Oh my.
You don't?
God. It's so good.
Well, we went to because we had the opportunity Grenadine. To see Styx last week, ooh, which was wonderful.
It was
even
fun.
Though you know the little playhouse over here, young guy had to go to bed early, to get up
look,
for the radio show.
I can't.
And Styx did not play Babe, which I heard what? Later on that they don't. They hate it.
What?
They hate Babe. They played Lady, but they hate Babe. No.
No.
They didn't play Mr. Roboto.
They did play Lady, and that was good.
They did play Lady.
That was really good.
I like that guy who's in for the original guy.
Yeah, it was
with
fun.
The high voice.
Yeah, it was good. It was
good really
time.
Good.
But
I had a maraschino cherry at the Urban Market.
Urban Market, yes. I had a couple of drinks.
She let me
there.
Have a, yeah. It was a nice place. Pizza was good. I mean,
I had a great burger.
It's a great, you can go in and eat and listen. I'm going to go. I'm not getting a Kansas ticket. I'm just hanging out. Just getting a slice of
go to the barbecue.
Barbecue
joint there.
And it's like a, was it busy?
A little bit.
What? The
I mean, due to the concert.
Like I'm I'm wondering.
That restaurant, 39 or whatever it's called.
Who actually decides to go
table,
there.
Table. 39
was busy. I went in to get a menu. It was busy.
Was it interesting?
It's great.
Is that the Italian?
No, it's very
yeah,
good. We've had a lunch.
The
there
Italian
before.
One's good.
Did you dress? Did you wear your sweatpants?
No.
Did
I
you wear your Michigan
not.
Shirt?
Maybe.
Did you?
I don't know.
Did you?
Don't remember.
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team. That was our Garnet and Gold segment. That was fun.
A lot of fun.
We talked about a conundrum and some Double Oak. Jim
the
Beam.
Conundrum
Blue
is
label. The Blue conundrum. Label. Don't drink $21.
$21.
$21.
What a steal!
You can put it with Coke. I'm sure. I've never done that. Diet Coke, ginger ale, Sierra Mist.
You can drink
whatever
it
you want to do it. I like it straight. I like my stuff neat. I don't like. I like to taste the bourbon and smell the bourbon.
Put some hair on your chest.
No, that didn't. That was the Eagle Rare. That was pretty awful. Never, yeah. ever.
Not a good look.
Ever, ever. Well, I'd have to have it with like half ginger ale. What's the point? Taste it. On the other side of the break,
anymore.
We're going to just keep talking real estate. It's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009. Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team. We are back after our Garnet Gold segment. It's kind of like a... I could go have a drink right now. No?
When can't you go and have a drink
I
right
only
now?
Sip. It's not like it's, you know...
It's just
but
like...
If, I like Darius Rucker. I just want to dance right
I feel
now.
Like it, for people that don't actually personally know any of us, like if they just tune into this
my
program...
They think we're
they would think we are massive alcoholics.
Yeah.
Like dangerously close to that edge.
And quite the opposite.
My sister Teresa has been listening to the back podcast, and she said, Patty, what is wrong with you and Scott? And I'm thinking, what is wrong with me and Scott?
What is wrong?
I'm like freaking out. I'm like about to invest money on more iTunes artwork and... A film for our show so we can market it better. And what is wrong?
Film.
That's why she was here.
We just need like a reality.
That's why
TV
Ashley
show.
Was here.
There's that.
That's why Ashley was here.
Oh. Are we sending
know.
It in to like MTV or something?
I didn't want you to know why she was here.
Oh, interesting.
Because you wouldn't be you. So I wanted you to be you.
What do you mean?
So that's why Ashley, we had somebody come in and film us today.
Don't
but my
you know
going back
I
to
am?
My sister, who was very funny, she's like, are you and Scott okay? What are you talking? What is wrong? And she's like, no, it's really, really funny. And I said, it's funny. I said, we're very sober. What is... She said, you just talk a lot about it. I said, well, we live in Tallahassee. It's a college town.
There's really not much else to do.
Yeah, there's not much else to do. Sell houses.
They're like, wow, this new bar opened up. Oh my gosh, let's go and check it out.
We have the new murals on the new bars.
What are we going to do tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, there's another bar that just opened. Let's go check it out.
We have been filmed. We had a little film done this, you know, while we were sitting here. A couple minutes.
It was fun.
Just going to put it together.
I can't wait.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's dark. And yeah, we're getting another website. It's going to be all black.
Another website?
No, no, no. I'm just having it dressed properly. Gotcha. So it's pretty. It's all, because branding is everything consistent. It's huge. I want it to all look consistent.
Huge.
Huge.
So it'll be fun. But anyway, my sister loves the show and she's a dark critic.
She's a cynic, huh?
If she don't like it, she will.
She don't let you know.
I would have to edit her. Not a good look.
We should have people send in like hot takes.
Hot takes of what? What do you mean?
Like have them voice record something that they want us to play.
Oh, she wants us to be live so she can call.
Well,
hello.
It's me.
You're looking for.
Yeah. So it was fun. So we're trying to like PR the show, and I think we'd be much better than those Siesta Key mamas that were at table 23 the other night.
Those would be little girls. Those are not mamas.
What was that about? What is the show?
It's a reality TV show.
Yeah, when we went
on
before
MTV.
Sticks.
Oh.
I like MTV when they actually played videos.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke now. And I mean, all these kids on this show are people that I grew up with, and they are about the trash of trash in Sarasota.
That's nice.
They have very bad reputations.
They're somebody's daughter.
No, it's you know 1-800-ASK-GARY?
No.
You've never heard of 1-800-ASK-GARY?
Never.
Or ask.
No,
Gary. I have not.
It's like a lawyer referral service. It's huge. It's one of the biggest in the country.
So big, I've never heard of it.
I can't. I'm shocked.
I have 1-800-ASK-PAT.
Pat, have you heard of 1-800-ASK-GARY?
Kevin?
Well,
Kevin has. Kevin.
Like, Kevin is now piping up because he has heard of Gary. He's
like, my boy.
Like Gary,
my boy. It's Gary's son.
Oh.
And they paid for it.
They're paying for the show?
Well, they paid for the pilot that was then sent to MTV, and then MTV picked up on it.
How
and
do
then,
you get to do that?
Like, this kid was driving around a 35-foot fishing boat with trip 350s on the back when we were, like, 15 years old.
Okay, so Bravo has this whole system in place for sending in audition tape and air check and all this. You got to have characters in place, and it's not reality TV. It's fake reality TV where you got to know what they're each going to say for the next 10 episodes. It's a lot of work. I just want somebody to like randomly catch me pumping gas one day.
Rolling your eyes. Talking about your neighbor.
And that'll be my big break.
Are you guys Curb fans?
No. I don't know what that is either.
Curb
it's
your enthusiasm?
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
You love Curb?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched the new one.
I like Sunny and so good. I like the Philadelphia
it's
one.
So good.
Sunny and Philly.
The new Curbs are really good.
Have you ever seen
Broad City?
Oh my god.
Were you just about to say that?
Yes.
Twinsies.
First of all,
I love
it is
that
raunchy.
Show so
it is
much.
It's so raunchy you cannot let your children watch it.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
This shouldn't even be on at 11 a.m.
No.
However,
11 a.m.
that Saturday, 11 a.m.
It's
that show is hilarious.
It's so good.
It's hilarious.
It's so
I'm confused.
I feel like
I thought
I'm
it was Hulu.
Abby.
Yeah, that
it's
show.
It's on Hulu, but it
it's
was
on
Comedy
Hulu.
Central.
It's hilarious.
So it's on Comedy Central, but you can watch it on Hulu.
Yeah,
you can watch any,
Central
like pretty much
show.
Anything on Hulu.
Okay. So currently.
Yeah, on Hulu.
A different season.
Yeah, you can go 1 through 5.
I think there's 6.
6 total.
Yeah. How are we just hearing about that?
I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
I was like,
my roommates started
try
watching
it,
and I just sat in randomly on a couple episodes, and then they're absolutely
so
ridiculous.
You probably found it via Hulu.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
It was a suggestion from
got
me,
it.
Correct.
Obviously, because Hulu watches the show. they must listen to our podcast, but it is hilarious, and it's very similar to us.
Yeah, most definitely.
Without a lot of the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of...
It's so funny. The roommate. You would be the roommate. You'd be Reavers.
That's
was
hilarious.
His name Reavers or Revers?
Yeah, that's really... I can't believe
he had a bed
just equated me to that guy.
He just sits on the sofa.
That's nice.
I don't know
that's
him nice. Yet.
It makes me
oh,
feel good.
Oh, it's so funny. It is so funny.
I'm going to go crawl into
I can't
the corner.
Believe you... So other than that, I don't know how to get a freaking reality show.
Patty, let's just... Your life is one big reality show.
No, but I would
the
like,
stage has
like
been
to get
set.
Paid $75,000 an episode for
yeah,
for
but
it.
That's probably never going to happen.
Thank you.
And I'll still love you just as much.
I just paid for a film.
That's great. That's great. Well, I hope it works out
for us. We're here to dash your dreams at any moment.
Look, I can't even handle my celebrity status as it is. You know, it's out of control. I mean, it really is. Everywhere I turn.
When all of the big people under investigation Bobby. Come into Central A.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this guy is here.
Bobby Mack. Do they know you as Bobby Mack or do they know you as Angus?
They know me as Rob.
Rob.
Because that's like my
They name. Don't know you're Angus?
I mean, they know my middle name.
But they should know you as Angus.
Assume.
Because everyone's like, who's Rob?
But that's my Patty's. That's the Patty's Playhouse name. That doesn't Angus. Travel with me outside of the four corners of this wall.
It does not define him.
It does not define who I am. I'm so much more than Angus.
When I write your check today as Angus, will it be okay?
No, please don't do that. Thank you. The bank will not accept that.
They might.
Probably not.
They should.
Well, why don't you give them a call?
I'm not going to your bank. Do you even have a bank?
Of course I do.
You're like 20. How old are you? 21?
21. Almost 22.
Almost. When will you be 22?
January.
Well, that's when we met.
January what?
26.
Yeah, we met. This is our 41st show.
Wow.
41. Not that I'm counting.
What a relationship it's been.
It has. It's been fun.
To see where we've
been. It's been real.
And we talk about real estate. We talk about commercial real estate and the bars that are coming in and coming. Anybody know when that Bumbas or whatever that's going to be? Bumpers? Old Calico Jacks? Anybody
it's been
know?
Coming soon for about
You guys know they're opening
a
another Couches.
Where?
In College Town.
I didn't know there was
I like
an original Couches.
Shrimp. There is Couches. Someone, you don't want to go there.
It's like corn. A Cajun restaurant.
I thought he was going to say Gajan.
There's probably Gajan. One of those too.
Gajan.
I just made that word.
That would be Gouches.
What does it even mean? Oh, Scott. Jesus.
That was just funny. Saying. Gajan. It's a Gajan, but Couches has been around a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's I like their shrimp.
Scrimp.
Shrimp.
I like shrimp after I go to a script club.
How do you go to what?
You ever seen that?
Where do you go after that, you go to the LCSO alumni meeting? Where'd y'all go after
Let's
that?
Talk about
Where
that
did
again.
I go after that? I went home. I went to bed.
Well, Crew de Gras is having Crew de Boo.
Oh, I saw
up.
That. I did.
That'd be fun.
It's on Saturday, isn't
because
it?
Because Stephanie, Chris, and Chris Eldridge.
I love it. I like
They just
like
celebrated
Chris.
An anniversary. I love some.
Oh, that's so
But
cute.
Stephanie does makeup. It is out. It's amazing. Like she's a beautiful girl, and she can make it look like her eyes are literally falling out of her head with makeup. It's very cool.
I'm gonna have to pass.
You're not gonna go to Crew de Boo?
Well, I'm gonna be.
I heard if you bring your alumni card, you get a free drink.
I'm gonna be over in Sewanee.
If you get your LCSO.
One more, buddy.
It's coming.
One more.
It's coming.
One more.
I've got it loaded.
So that's coming up. A lot of stuff's coming up over Halloween.
Yeah. Well, this weekend is the debauchery.
Debauchery for you.
Yeah.
Where are you going? How do you pronounce that group? Who, Portugal.
Well, they're just one of the many different bands that will be there.
Will you remember
I'm,
it?
I'm mainly going to see the String Cheese Incident.
Still don't.
just how do you not get it? It's amazing. It?
There's a lot of bands coming. When did the Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith
That's like
tickets
November.
Come out? But when did the tickets come out? How many?
Oh, I
what's
no
your
idea.
Over under on the cost?
What do 75 you think bucks.
You think that's it?
Face.
I would be more.
Under.
Face. You think it'll be under that?
No, I think that's under.
I think
it's
under
gonna be
too.
More than that.
How much were the Styx tickets, Norm?
It's a
What's Kansas?
Concert.
How much is Kansas?
Styx was like $125.
Yeah. To stand. I'm not standing for Styx.
What's
that?
For free.
Yeah, not happening.
Thank you for listening. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, and this is the only time in the whole week I sit for an hour. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Go Nittany Lions. We are.